And finally, for a polyatomic ion, there is no need to add anything to the end of the name. The example we have been given is AlOH3. Now, how do we know it's polyatomic? We can see that we have aluminum, we have oxygen, and we have hydrogen. Therefore, since we have three elements, so we know that it has to be a polyatomic compound. Now, how do we do it? We do it this way. So if you look at the table, we see that OH is a polyatomic ion, which is known as hydroxide. Now, what we do is that we start writing down the names. So first we write the name of Al, which is a metal, that is aluminum. And then we write down the second part, which is the polyatomic ion. And from the table, we know that OH is hydroxide. Remember that the charges do not matter since aluminum and hydroxide only have one possible valence charge. And we need to make sure that we write down the name of each. The name of the compound will be aluminum hydroxide.